Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust podcast, a series of conversations with different members of staff to highlight some of the great work they're doing and aiming to give you, our staff, an insight into what's happening across the Trust. Brought to you by the Communications and Engagement team. Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
With World Humanist Day coming up on the 21st of June, it's a good time to consider what humanism is and what it can mean for all of us, particularly within the Trust. I'm talking today to Christopher Geek, one of the Trust chaplains in our Centre for Spiritual and Pastoral Care. Hi, Christopher. First of all, can you tell us what humanism is?
Hi, Lucy. I'm really glad of this opportunity to talk about humanism. It's a very big topic which we could talk about for a very long time, but essentially it's a non-religious worldview expressed in a wide range of ways.
Well, people might be interested to hear a bit more about some of the core themes of humanism. Can you tell us a bit more?
I generally speak around five key themes or elements of humanism. The first one is that we don't hold belief in divine or supernatural beings or gods or angels and so forth. But I'll say a bit more about the issue of atheism in a moment, if I may. The second basic element is that we don't look to any divine authority or holy books or scriptures as a basic for ethical and moral living. Our view is that it is possible to be, in an often quoted phrase, good without God. And the third, the humanist view of the world, is informed by empirical, scientific, verifiable evidence. How we conduct our affairs as human beings, as individuals in communities, is based on reason and dialogue. And then following on from those elements, humanists hold that for each of us, this is the one life we have. We see no evidence for a life beyond this one. No afterlife, or indeed no former life, as some religious people would hold. And the final element, I think, is the idea of seeking the meaning of life, which some people talk about. The meaning of life is a term very foreign to us. We don't think in terms of the meaning of life, which must be discovered. Rather, our view is that people create their own meanings individually and together. And these meanings may differ across time and different circumstances.
You've made reference to atheism. Can you say a little bit more about that to clarify the humanist position on atheism?
Yes, it's a somewhat contentious issue even amongst humanists. As I said, humanists generally do not hold belief in gods or divine or supernatural beings. But humanists will describe themselves variously as atheist or agnostic. Some people would hold back from saying categorically there is no God. So whilst we have no concrete evidence for the existence of God, we actually would find it very hard to prove the non-existence of God.
That makes sense.
So we would rather say that we don't see any evidence of God or gods, and let it rest with that question mark. Personally, I think atheism is a very sort of negative concept, and I don't get caught up in the atheist issue. I simply prefer to affirm the positive views of humanism.
OK, Okay, that's perfect. So can you tell us a bit more about World Humanist Day, which is celebrated this month?
Yes, it's an annual celebration. It goes back quite a number of decades. It occurs in June, around the 21st of June. I don't know why it coincides with the solstice. It's a day of spreading awareness of humanism as a worldview and as a way of affecting positive change in people's lives and in the affairs of the world. On World Humanist Day or around that date, humanists will often have social gatherings and conferences and so forth to promote the positive values of humanism.
So to bring the discussion into our immediate context, as a chaplain, what do you understand as the relevance of humanism to the pastoral care within the hospital?
Well, it's important to remember that we are a very diverse community and we seek to meet the pastoral needs of people from all faiths. But we also have to remember the fact that the non-religious population in our communities and within the hospital is actually predominantly non-religious. And it's right that non-religious people should have pastoral and spiritual support from a non-religious or humanist perspective. I think the second thing I would say is that in the experience of chaplains, our pastoral conversations very often lead into deeper questions of spirituality. Spirituality and humanism is another contentious issue. I personally hold that there are humanist dimensions of personality, but that's an issue I think is probably too big for us to explore in this podcast. So put another way, people of faith and people who do not profess a faith are equally confronted by the big issues of life, of suffering, of death, of what's it all mean, what we'd call existentialist issues. And humanism gives us a way of exploring these issues in a non-religious context.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today and talking through humanism. And if any patient wants to access the pastoral and spiritual support in the trust, whether they're of faith or no faith, they can contact the team directly by phoning the chaplaincy on 01895 279 433 or ask any member of staff or their relatives to contact the chaplaincy team. In addition to the hospital chaplains, we now have a team of hospital volunteers who are available for conversation with patients, visitors and members of staff.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.